Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hello, and this is Ebony Zimini's Park. We are here with Irish Tech News, and today we are speaking with Joshua Ling, who is the founder of Podzy, a free learning tool that helps students remember what they've learned. How are you today, Joshua?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
No, we're happy to have you because it was so interesting. Literally, when I saw the information pack about Podzy, I was like, yeah, I really want to do this podcast. Awesome. So super glad to talk to you today. So for those who don't know, give us the backstory of Podzy.
Yeah, so I'm a former middle school math teacher. I taught for a couple of years and then got a master's degree in education from Stanford. And then afterwards, I made a career change into software engineering because I was really interested in helping build software for teachers and students. So about a year ago, I founded and launched Podzy, which is a nonprofit ed tech. And we're trying to help teachers and students by making it easier for them to use research-backed best practices in the classroom. So a little bit more about what research-backed practices mean. When I was a teacher, one of the key challenges that my students and I faced was helping my students retain the content that they had learned earlier in the school year. So for example, in the beginning of the school year, my students might learn about the Pythagorean theorem and how to use it. But then we had a lot of content, so we had to keep moving on to other stuff. And so about a couple weeks later or a month later, when we had to use that older content knowledge on Pythagorean theorem, a lot of my students would have forgotten it by then. So that was a really tough problem because I constantly felt like I was trying to make it through the large amount of curriculum that we had to teach while still combating the forgetting from my students. Mm-hmm. So a few years later, when I was no longer in the classroom, I stumbled on a book called Make It Stick. And this book broke down a lot of learning strategies that directly tackled that problem that I faced as a teacher. Mm-hmm. It talked about exactly what I should have done to prevent forgetting amongst my students. In fact, these learning strategies, it turned out, had decades of research by learning scientists. And the book actually referenced these research papers and talked about the studies. But the problem was that I just didn't know about them when I was a teacher. So the background for Podzy is that we're trying to empower teachers and students by bridging this gap between learning science research and what's actually being implemented in the classroom. And right now, we're currently building a web app that captures these learning science principles, such as spacing and retrieval, and makes it easy for teachers and students to use them on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And the past year has been like the pilot for Podzy. How's that going?
Yeah. This past year has been a very abnormal and challenging year, to say the least. So we launched our pilot in August of 2020, and over the course of our academic school year, we worked with about 20 teachers and roughly 800 students. We've been very humbled to work with teachers who have gone above and beyond in every way to ensure that their students are still getting a quality education despite the extremely difficult situation. So it's been a very eventful year. We worked with these teachers and students closely. We got to interview these teachers and learn more about what they need from an app like Podzy, so that we're not just like prescribing them learning science strategies without understanding how they actually want to use it in the classroom. Yeah. In addition, we've been able to partner with learning scientists who have really been excited about our work because these are principles and strategies that they've been researching for years that they're just generally really excited to see in action in the classroom. Mm-hmm. We were also able to be one of the winners of like the Schmidt Futures Tools competition, which was a competition for learning tools that will help close the learning gap that was caused by the COVID pandemic. And then we also were able to run an experiment measuring the efficacy of Podzy that we're currently analyzing the results for. Overall, this year has been a really exciting year that has shown us that a lot of our stakeholders are excited about the work that we're doing, and that teachers and students want to use something like Podsy, and we're actually about to publicly launch our app.
So you spoke about science principles. The app uses learning science principles like spacing and retrieval. How has that given students more efficient study skills?
Sure. So it might be helpful to go over these principles a little bit more. So I talked about the two that we're currently focusing on, spacing and retrieval. Spacing is the idea that if you space out your review over time, in contrast to something like cramming right before a test, for example, the spacing is a much more effective way to review. The second one, retrieval, is the idea that if you actively retrieve content from your memory versus other more passive reviewing strategies like rereading or going over notes, the active retrieval is much, much more effective. And so going back to the original question, how does it help students with more efficient study skills? Mm-hmm. I think the basic answer is that, first, research has shown that these strategies are much more efficient when compared to those traditional, often used strategies like rereading. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, first, if students are able to replace their like less effective strategies like rereading with more effective ones, then that's just time better spent. And so by definition, a little bit more efficient. Beyond that, though, I think there have been a lot of compelling examples that really drive home how efficient and effective these strategies are. The first one is with medical school students. So I'm actually curious, have you heard of an app called Anki before?
Anki, no.
No worries. Yeah, so it's a popular app amongst like medical students. And what it does is it allows them to create flashcards of different pieces of knowledge that they need to know throughout their med school career or journey. And then it helps them review, because like when they review a flashcard, anything that they miss or struggle with will then be scheduled for earlier review, whereas flashcards that they are more confident or comfortable with will be scheduled for a later review, so that at any given moment, they're really focusing on the concepts that they need to most review at that moment. So Anki is like one example of something that embraces spacing and retrieval and is very popular amongst med school students just because of like how effective it actually is. The second example, I think, is Duolingo. And that one is a very popular language learning app that actually, I think, IPO'd yesterday and are currently worth almost $5 billion. So they also use spacing and active retrieval. And like Anki, it spaces out the review of certain concepts for you so that you're focused on retrieving the content that you're most needing to review at that moment in order to promote the most effective long-term learning. So I think people are drawn to Duolingo because like they want to learn a language. It's fun, gamified, motivating. But ultimately, I think the most important thing is that it's effective and it works because it leverages principles that are backed by learning science, like spacing and retrieval. So ultimately, I think these learning science principles shouldn't be constrained to only Anki and like language learning in a Duolingo context. I think it has the potential to really empower students to be much stronger learners over time.
Mm-hmm. And when you were trialing it, was this able to improve their learning, the kids that you were using the app with?
Yeah. So I mentioned we ran an experiment that we're currently in the process of analyzing the results for. So we don't have any concrete definitive data points for it yet, but anecdotally we had some very promising results. So the teacher that we ran the experiment for in the classroom, he started using Podsy in the beginning of the school year, and again, the school year was very challenging. He had much less instructional time compared to previous school years, but because he was able to use Podsy, he actually was able to be more efficient in his review. So he didn't have to plan out as many review sessions. He kind of just trusted Podsy to schedule the review sessions for each student. And as a result, his students actually did the best out of any of the different groups of students on his specific subject compared to the rest of the students in the school. And so I think at least anecdotally right now, we've been able to see that it has been helping students retain content much more effectively in the long run.
So in regards to actually using Podsy, how easy is it to navigate around for teachers?
Yeah, sure. So I mentioned that we've been working very closely with teachers to make sure that we're getting their feedback and ensure that overall Podsy isn't something that's going to be very burdensome for them to use on a day-to-day basis. So how Podsy works is teachers will assign questions to students in the form of an assignment, right? So let's just say that we're both in a class and we're both students on Podsy. So how it works is, let's say that today we learned about, I don't know, addition as a very basic example. At the end of class, our teacher would then give us 5 plus 7 and like 12 plus 1 in questions on an assignment on Podsy. Those questions, after we're done with them, will then each be inserted into our personal deck. So you'll have a personal deck and I'll have a personal deck. And depending on how we previously did on those questions, so let's say I really struggled with 5 plus 7, whereas you're just a math whiz and like really did well on them. For me, the next day when I log back in as a student, in my personal deck, that question like 5 plus 7 will be prompted for me to review again specifically, whereas maybe you struggled more with fractions or something like that. You might be reviewing fractions instead. So over time, teachers don't actually have to be the ones deciding what concepts to be reviewing for each specific student according to like what their weaknesses are. Our personal deck and the scheduling algorithm that's powering it makes that determination for each student, so that each student at any given moment is just focusing on the content that they most specifically need to focus on. So as the school year as students make it through the school year, that personal deck kind of builds up as it accumulates more and more content that a student needs to know for that class. But we're able to keep it as efficient as possible just because it really bubbles up the questions that students are struggling with or just hasn't reviewed in a long time.
Okay, brilliant. What is your ideal long-term vision for Podsy?
Yeah, our ideal long-term vision is to create a world where educators, students, and learning science researchers are continually working closely together so that students are consistently learning in a way backed by learning science research, so that students can be given the best chance to reach their maximum academic potential. We also want to like be a good influence on the overall edtech industry. I think we would like the overall edtech industry to be much more student outcomes focused, rather than just being driven by like user acquisition or like how much revenue they're able to generate. Our North Star at Podsy is always going to be student learning outcomes. So our long-term vision is just one where we're able to influence an environment to give each student like the best chance to succeed.
Okay, brilliant. And when will you be launching the app?
We are launching July 30th. And you can sign up for our app on podsy.org. That's podsie.org.
Okay, brilliant. And is there anywhere else, if we wanted to find information about Podsy or we wanted to look you up, how would we be able to find you?
Yes, we have an Instagram account. It's at podsyorg, so podsieorg. And then we also have a Twitter that's the same handle. And then in general, we have a lot more information on our website too. So if you're curious and want to learn anything else, we have an FAQ and things like that there. If you have any other questions, you can also feel free to email us and we love answering any questions you might have. Our email is hello@podsy.org.
Okay, brilliant. It was so lovely talking to you today, Josh. And the app, as he said just a minute ago, will be launching July 30th. So head on over and see what their FAQ is on their website for all the extra information that you'll need on Podsy.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at @Irish_TechNews, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.